Chapter 15, Section 3. The New Deal affects many groups. Before you read. In the last section, you read about the Second New Deal. In this section, you will learn about some of the effects of the New Deal. The New Deal brings new opportunities. How did the New Deal affect women? Women made some important gains during the New Deal. More women were appointed to important federal jobs. Frances Perkins became the first female cabinet member as Secretary of Labor. Perkins helped create the Social Security system. Roosevelt also appointed women as federal judges. Roosevelt hoped that these appointments would make him more popular among women voters. Many New Deal agencies did not discriminate in hiring. This gave women more opportunities. But some government agencies and many businesses did not hire as many women as men. For example, the Civilian Conservation Corps hired men only, and women were almost always paid less than men. For instance, the National Recovery Administration set lower wage levels for women than for men. Question 1. Describe two ways that the New Deal expanded and limited opportunities for women. African American activism. How did the New Deal affect African Americans? President Roosevelt gave a number of African Americans a voice in government. Mary McLeod Bethune was an educator who became head of the Minority Affairs Office of the National Youth Administration. She worked to ensure that the NYA hired some African Americans. Bethune also helped organize the Black Cabinet. This was a group of influential African Americans that advised Roosevelt on racial issues. However, President Roosevelt did not push for full civil rights for African Americans. He was afraid of losing the support of white Southerners. Question 2. What gains did African Americans make during the New Deal? Mexican American fortunes, Native American gains. What gains did Mexican Americans and Native Americans make? Mexican Americans tended to support the New Deal, but they received few benefits from New Deal programs. Many were farm workers who were not covered by federal laws. Some New Deal agencies discriminated against them. Native Americans got support from the New Deal. In 1933, Roosevelt made John Collier Commissioner on Indian Affairs. He was a strong supporter of Native American rights. Collier helped pass the Indian Reorganization Act. This law strengthened Native American land claims. Question 3. How did Mexican Americans and Native Americans fare under the New Deal? FDR creates the New Deal Coalition. Who supported the New Deal? Roosevelt got votes from Southern whites, city people, African Americans, and workers who belonged to unions. Together, these groups of voters formed a coalition that supported FDR. It became known as the New Deal Coalition. Labor unions made gains in the 1930s. New Deal laws made it easier for workers to form unions and to bargain with employers. Union membership soared from 3 million to more than 10 million. Divisions emerged between labor unions. The American Federation of Labor, AFL, was made up of mostly crafts unions, such as plumbers or carpenters. Other unions wanted to represent workers in a whole industry, such as the automobile industry. These unions broke away to form the Congress of Industrial Organizations, CIO. Labor employed a new kind of strike in the 1930s, a sit-down strike. In a sit-down strike, workers did not leave their workplace. They remained inside, but refused to work. That prevented factory owners from using strikebreakers or scabs to get the work done. Some strikes led to violence. On Memorial Day 1937, police killed 10 people during a steel strike in Chicago. The National Labor Relations Board stepped in. It forced the steel company to negotiate with the union. This helped labor gain strength. The Democratic Party got a great deal of support from people living in cities. Powerful city political organizations helped build this support. So did New Deal programs that helped the urban poor. Roosevelt also appealed to people of many ethnic groups. He appointed people of urban immigrant backgrounds to important government jobs. Question 4. What was the New Deal Coalition?